We thought it would be death. We did. And I think the British Parliament had by then abandoned the death penalty here. But they hadn't there. I mean, one of my first recollections of being at the anti-apartheid movement was being outside here, just down outside here, because a political prisoner had been hanged for political, obviously political crimes, as seen by the then government. So they were big hangers, the apartheid government. Oh my word! So we didn't think they would hesitate, and indeed, it's clear that everybody thought that, and the prosecution were a bit shocked when the judge did not offer the death sentence. They were shocked and cross with him. He was terribly hostile to the accused and to their arguments. The judge. He was very old school Afrikaans, but he had been known as not keen on the death penalty. He'd not campaigned or anything, but he hadn't done a lot of death penalty. In fact, I don't think he'd done any. And it was clear that as a judge, he didn't think that was necessarily a very good way of resolving things. And he was under very heavy pressure from the prosecution to give the death penalty, and that had been a theme right from the off, from the arrests and the... you see, the chaps were arrested with all incriminating documents all over the place. I mean, security was poor, no question about it, in South Africa, in that place where they were arrested. And so the fact that they were planning the so-called armed struggle, and therefore, as the South African government saw it, violence against the state, was prima facie treachery and death penalty bearing crime that they were accused of. So we were, as the prosecution, we were very much expecting death penalties, and we were already in preparation mode for how to campaign to get a reprieve, and the United Nations were all being girded up and so on. So of course we were all madly relieved when that didn't happen.